In today's Web Savvy Climate, workers at the U.S. General Services Administration's Office of Citizen Services say that websites can equate to better government. Web Manager University has trained more than 1,500 web managers to date and is designed to further the improvement of engaging with the public online. Now, the program offers cutting-edge classes on relevant topics and current trends, including social media, and their fall registration begins today. Sheila Campbell is a team leader with the Government Web Best Practices team at the Office of Citizen Services and Communications at GSA, and she joins us now to talk about it. Ms. Campbell, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell me, first of all, about Web Manager University. I hadn't heard much about it, but you've been around a while.
We have. We've been around since 2005, and we have offered training, as you said, to thousands of government web managers across the country, not only federal employees, but also state and local folks and contractors who are working on government websites. And it's been a hugely successful program. We offer close to 30 classes every year from a whole range of topics, including social media, and also on all the core competencies that someone needs to know about in order to manage a government website, such as writing for the web, usability and design, search, web metrics, and just general requirements for federal websites.
Part of your philosophy is that better websites equal better government. How do you figure?
Exactly. If the primary means in many cases for government agencies to communicate with the public is more and more becoming the web. Many folks are getting information about government agencies via the websites, and so government agencies have a mandate to improve how they manage their public web presence. And many agencies are managing these massive legacy systems that have been around for many, many years, and these websites have become very large. And so it's really key for web managers to have the tools, the practical tools that they need to manage a huge amount of content online.
What is some of the mistakes? Is it that they have these big legacy systems and they're overwhelmed and it's too hard to manage? Or what are some of the errors that most places make?
Well, it's not so much, I think, that people are making mistakes. I think that what has happened over time is that these websites have become very large with a lot of content, and it's now up to web managers to make sure that there are solid web governance systems in place to better manage the content so that we are ensuring that the content is timely and accurate and relevant. So some of the classes that we offer, for example, we have a Managing Government Websites 101, which gives people the tools to set up these management structures, to make sure that there are content review systems in place, to make sure that agencies have a system to review the content on a regular basis. We also offer classes on writing for the web in plain language to make sure that the language is better written. I think there tends to be a tendency still sometimes at agencies in certain cases to post large documents, these huge PDF documents. It's sort of still in the publication mode. And so we're trying to work with agencies to reorient their websites to be more focused on citizens' top tasks, to make sure that people can get a quick answer to their questions. So we're helping agencies to rewrite their content so that they're providing information in small, manageable chunks so people can get quick answers to their questions.
Rewriting it also not just in small, manageable chunks, but also not necessarily using classic Fed speak, but speaking like maybe Mr. and Mrs. America would hear?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we offer classes in what's called search engine optimization, which helps agencies think about what are ways that we can rewrite our content so it can be easily found by commercial search engines. And a lot of the guidance that we provide is really basic common sense tips that anyone can easily apply to their website. And it's things like you said in terms of using the terminology that average people are using. And it's even stuff like using the word jobs instead of careers, because you don't go to the top commercial search engines and type in the word careers, right? Type in the word government jobs.
That's true.
That's the kind of rewriting that we need to do. And a lot of it is also using metrics and using the analytics and going in and actually searching and looking at what are the top search terms that people are typing to get to our content and then using those terms.
So crafting the website not just to be able to reach out to other feds, but to reach out to everybody, the whole public, as I hit my own microphone, everybody in the public on the internet.
Absolutely. And I think that if we need to actually go out also outside of our own websites and look at what people are talking about on the larger web. And this is something that we also touch on in many of our classes on social media, which is what are people talking about on Twitter? What are they talking about on Facebook? What are they talking about on YouTube? What are the big topics that people are looking for there? And then ensuring that government websites are then responding to those content needs by the average person.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about those classes in social media. Is this the first time you're offering them? And tell me a bit about what's driving that.
Well, this has been a growing need for some time, as you can imagine. Government agencies have been looking to use more social media, and many agencies are really at the forefront in terms of taking advantage of these new tools to communicate with the public. So agencies have been building their presence on YouTube and Facebook and Flickr and other social media sites, but there's a lot of questions, obviously, on how to best use those sites and how to make sure that you've got the resources to effectively manage them. And so our social media classes get at giving the employees those practical tools that they need. And that's what really sets, I think, WebMedge University apart from other classes, is that our training is really geared towards the government audience. So when we talk about how to use social media, we make sure that we put in the context that's important to government folks. For example, Section 508 and accessibility for people with disabilities is a requirement for us. It's a really key part of what we do. And so that when we talk about how to post a video online, we need to give people the tools to make sure that they're providing captions and transcripts, for example. So our classes are very targeted to a government audience. They're very practical instead of theoretical. We give people real concrete tools and skills to take away, and then we make sure that we leave them with something that they can immediately apply when they go back to their offices. And in many cases, we also really focus on things that they can do on a low budget.
And shifting gears, getting a little deeper just for a moment, the thing about this that really stood out to me is that GSA is handling the Web Manager University. And this is just a reminder to other feds out there that GSA is more than paperclips and cards and office chairs. I mean, this is a really usable a type of a service there.
Absolutely. Well, as you know, a big part of GSA is the Office of Citizen Services. And in the Office of Citizen Services, we provide a number of different ways to support the citizen directly. So our office manages USA.gov and 1-800-FED-INFO, which is the phone number anyone can call to get an answer from the government. And this fits really nicely into the mission for USA.gov, because USA.gov is the official web portal to the U.S. government, is only as good as those other government websites that we point people to. So we feel that it really fits well into our mission to give other agencies the tools that they need to improve their websites. And I think what's also exciting about our program and important about our program is that we're filling a gap, because many agencies don't have the funds or resources to maintain this kind of high caliber training program. And so it fits really well into GSA's leadership role in terms of, you know, we can build a critical mass, and we can also attract some of the world's leading web content experts to train for us, because they know they're reaching a very broad audience of government web managers.
And are there other developments and other ways to disseminate information that you're working on?
Absolutely. WebMedge University is only part of what we do. We also manage a website called webcontent.gov, which is a place where anyone can go to read about federal web requirements and best practices. We co-chair the Federal Web Managers Council, which is a steering committee of the top web directors and new media directors at every cabinet agency. And then we're supported by a very large network called the Web Content Managers Forum, and we have a new social network called forum.webcontent.gov, where anyone can go to exchange best practices and ideas and share what the innovative things that are going on across government on the web.
And of course, fall enrollment starts when? Today?
Fall enrollment opened today. We have over a dozen classes that we offer for the fall semester, and also a number of new media talks, which are free short sessions where people can learn from industry thought leaders. And so folks can go to webmanageruniversity.gov to see a full list of classes and register early, because many of our classes do sell out.
How many people are you able to accommodate?
We have online webinars, which has unlimited enrollment. As many people as possible can sign up for our online webinars. And then we do have a number of in-person classes in Washington, D.C. that range from over 25 people in person for some of them, up to about 100 people in person.